What's up, guys? We are back here with another discussion video today, and we are going to be going over a topic that I think a lot of people want to discuss, and that is the modern ban list. So for those of you who don't know, we have a ban list announcement upcoming on December 16th, I believe, whatever that Monday is. Let me look at this calendar real quick. Yeah, 16th. So roughly about a week and a half from whenever this video goes out, or at least from the day of recording. And it's a big ban list. We've been kind of in a lull for the past couple of months, ever since the Nadu ban. I think a lot of people thought that when Nadu and Grief got banned, the format would sort of self-correct itself, and it really didn't. I mean, it's just been energy mirrors for the better part of the last 3 or 4 months, and something's got to change. We all know that. Now, the question is, what needs to change? And that is what we are going to be discussing in today's video. Before we continue, as always, if you enjoyed this type of content, please consider subscribing to the channel. It really does help out the analytics and the numbers. And also, most importantly, I want to hear your guys' thoughts. What do you think should be on the ban list? Do you think anything should be unbanned, which we might talk about today? Let me know in the comments. So we're just going to get the elephant out of the room out of the way. The One Ring, I mean, come on. At this point, it's very obvious. This card probably should have been banned alongside Nadu 3 or 4 months ago when that happened. They weren't willing to pull the trigger at the time, and I can't imagine them not being able to do it this time around. The card, for posterity's sake, according to MTG Goldfish, which to be fair, maybe not the best source of data, I'm not exactly sure. I'm assuming their numbers are from decks that are posted on Goldfish, which is challenges, leagues, sometimes other paper tournaments. But according to MTG Goldfish, the One Ring is played in 60% of modern decks. I honestly can't remember the last time a card had that high of a play rate. And I mean, the reason is it's an artifact. It can go in any deck. Any and every deck probably should, it can and should play the ring. And it just gets to these play patterns where it's like whoever draws more rings, or if you have ring and they don't, or whoever resolves the first ring. And the card, in terms of play patterns, not even if you just set aside play rate in terms of it being in 60% of decks, the card is just kind of miserable to play against. And it creates this play pattern where you cast it, you're guaranteed to untap the next turn because you have protection from everything. You already got 3 cards out of it because you get 1 on the original tap and 2 on the next tap. So you're getting 3 cards in an extra turn for 4 mana, which is at a base rate already really good. And the fact is, they just chain so well. You have some decks like Grinding Breach that are built in such a way to basically take advantage of the fact that they can just loop them over and over again. If the Grinding Breach player has an Emry and 2 rings in play, they can just cast it every single turn, and you're never going to be able to kill them. You have to be able to kill the Emry first, which, to be fair, a lot of decks can. But even setting aside the infinite looping with Emry and other ways to rebuy it, stuff like that, it's just the first ring is pretty likely to find your second one because you're drawing 3 cards. And if you have 2 taps with it, or you get an extra tap with it, that's 6 cards. So 6 cards is probably going to find you your second one. Your second one buys you more time. I lost a game in top 8 of an RCQ to Amulet where I thought I couldn't possibly lose. And they just cast 4 rings in the course of the next 4 turns. They amassed 12 cards and lo and behold, they killed me. And it's stuff like that that I just think should not be part of the format. So for that, play pattern, play rate, all of these things combined, the One Ring should be banned for modern, and I don't really think anybody is saying otherwise. So that's the easy one, but I don't think this is the only card that needs to go. Now, over the past couple of months, we've been doing the Watching the Meta series, and we're keeping an eye on Boros Energy's play rate. And if you combine Boros and Mardu, it's somewhere in the realm of 40% of the format as energy decks. And here's the problem. I think that if you just ban the One Ring and leave it at that, you don't touch anything else, I think Energy might still be the best deck. Now, granted, Energy has become a Ring deck, not surprising, and the Ring is certainly a hit to Energy, but the Boros decks were doing just fine before they started playing the Ring, and one of the best cards against Boros, or the card that quote-unquote kept them in check for a certain period of time until they started playing their own, was the One Ring. So my fear is that if you ban the One Ring, you are taking away all of the other decks' best option against Boros. So I think you actually do have to hit Boros too, because we don't want to be in 40% energy mirrors in perpetuity. So there's actually two cards here that I think should be removed from the format. And the first one is Guide of Souls. It's kind of weird for me to be saying that a one mana Soul Sister 1/2 should get banned in Modern, but this card is just completely absurd. It is the energy generator. It combines so well with Ocelot Pride, where Ocelot Pride enters the battlefield, you gain a life, that gives you another cat at the end step for more energy. It just makes sure that you can keep flowing your energy. And you've probably played against the energy deck or had the pleasure of playing against energy before, and you know that every time you don't kill their Guide of Souls, you most of the time just die over the course of the next turn or two, because the amount of resources that it generates for a 1 and a 1/2, and not only the life and the energy, it also just turns the corner very quickly. Once you've amassed 5 or 6 energy off of it, which is not that hard to do, then you can just start attacking. So it is a resource engine and a win condition all packed together into this 1 mana 1/2. Probably the next best card in the energy decks besides the One Ring. And I think it's just kind of the glue that holds them together. Now, you could make an argument, or maybe you should like ban a different one drop like Ocelot Pride to maybe be able to keep them in check. And possibly banning Ocelot Pride accomplishes the same thing because these cards work so well together. But I would rather just not have to worry about it. If I was in charge, this is what I would do. That's kind of like my philosophy behind this video. So if I was in charge, I would remove Guide of Souls. I think it really is going to help the format move past this energy winter that we've been having. But that's not the only energy ban. I also would remove Amped Raptor from the equation. It's weird because Violent Outburst is banned. There's always a negative connotation when it comes to certain Cascade decks. And Amped Raptor is sort of like the fixed way of doing Cascade. But I still think it's too good, and it's not necessarily fixed, because when you mix in something like a Guide of Souls or an Aether Hub or just have any sort of extra energy lying around, some of the time it can even be better than a Cascade spell. If the One Ring goes, then maybe this is less of a problem, but you guys have all seen it happen when your opponent has a Guide of Souls, an Aether Hub, and an Ant Raptor, and they have 4 energy and they just cascade into a One Ring. That's not supposed to happen, right? So I think that if Guide of Souls didn't exist and Amped Raptor was only hitting 2 drops every single time, maybe you could sell me on it. But even then, Amped Raptor into a Johnny is still an extremely messed up curve, especially when you factor in stuff like Bombardment or removal spell on your own cat token to flip the Johnny immediately. There, it just kind of gets out of hand pretty quickly. Now, you could argue that removing Guide of Souls is maybe enough to keep Amped Raptor in check, but again, I don't really think they should play around with this ban list. They've had a huge problem in the format for the past 3 or 4 months, and I really think this ban list needs to be just a crucifixion of the energy deck. You just need to get rid of it while you can, and don't take any chances. Make sure that this deck is not going to remain 40% of the metagame for, like I said, in perpetuity. So I would axe Guide of Souls and Amped Raptor personally. That's my take on it, but we're not just going to talk about bans today. We got a couple unbans for you too. Yawgmoth is a deck in Modern that has been really down over the past couple of months. And I think part of that is due to the fact that energy has been the dominant force, and they have Goblin Bombardment, bunch of removal spells. They have a bunch of life gains, so it's like kind of hard to keep up. And I wouldn't hate seeing a small buff to Yawgmoth. Now, perhaps Birthing Pod is a bit too out of bounds here, and maybe I'm stretching, but weirdly enough, I'm not actually convinced that this card is better than Birthing Ritual, which is a card that is already in the format, and to the best of my knowledge, a card that most of the Yawgmoth decks didn't even play for a little bit. They tried it early on, but I think that they ended up moving away from it. And I really do think that creature decks in general have been so down over the past couple of months, because Boros is just the best creature deck by such a wide margin. And maybe it's possible that Birthing Pod, you know, enables too many degenerate things, like just various creature combos, Yawgmoth. It could enable some twin Kiki decks, which I think would be kind of cool. I don't know if people would do that. Maybe there's too much. Maybe the card pool has become a little bit too big over the past years since Birthing Pod was banned in Modern. But I would like to see just a little bit of a buff to these creature decks. Maybe there's a better way to do it than Birthing Pod. But yeah, I think it's time for the Pod Gamers. So Pod Gamers, sound off in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts on that, but I would like to see Pod unbanned. All right, One more unbanned for you, and perhaps this one makes some decks a little too consistent, but Ponder. So they brought back Preordain somewhat recently within the past couple of years, I think. I can't remember exactly when they brought back Preordain, but they brought it back to kind of bring some life into the blue cantrip decks. And I feel like it was almost synonymous where Preordain got unbanned and then there was a huge uptick in Murktide. Now, I think what you should be aiming for a best deck in your format, I think Murktide is quite possibly one of the best options. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that Ponder would revitalize Izzet Murktide, but it would certainly make the blue-black versions with Oculus and Frog and all that stuff, would certainly make those decks a little bit better. Now, I'm a little bit skeptical of this because I think it might make the blue-black decks too consistent. It's another one mana cantrip. It digs very, very deep to try and find stuff like Oculus and things of that nature. You can also like reset the Ponder where you Ponder, keep one good card, Thought Scour the other two away. But I don't know. I think that blue decks need a little bit of a shot in the arm. And again, it's like if you're removing part of this is I think the only thing that they might do is ban the One Ring. Again, personally, I would get rid of Gaddisols and Ampharaptor, but I'm trying to think of in the situation where they only ban the One Ring, what other cards could potentially come off to help other decks fight against Boros? So that's kind of what these two unbans are. It's not necessarily, I think all of these should happen at the same time per se, but these unbans are more of like, if they're only willing to remove the ring, what else should be done to help the other decks beat Boros? And I think Ponder is on that list of safe-ish cards, and I put safe in quotation marks, don't yell at me in the comments, that potentially could give the other decks some sort of consistency enabler or maybe other some sort of tool to fight against Boros. And I think Ponder does that job pretty well. And that's it for today's video. Again, December 16th is going to be a huge day in the landscape of the modern format. We all know the One Ring is going. The big question is, what else? And I want to hear from you guys. Let me know in the comment section down below, what else do you think is going to happen on the December 16th ban list? And with all of that, thank you all so much for watching. And until next time, adios.